Live from GPB News in Midtown Atlanta, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. With just a week to go until the Republican runoff in the governor's race, current office holder Nathan Deal is making his endorsement. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Deal says Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is best suited to continue the governor's legislative priorities. He made the announcement during an economic development press conference Monday.
My concern is let's not undo or transform in a negative fashion the good reforms that have been put in place. And that will be the challenge for the next governor of this state.
Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp square off next Tuesday. The winner faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says more people in the metro Atlanta area abuse opioids than anywhere else in the state. Cobb, Fulton, Gwinnett, and DeKalb counties are in first through fourth place for the second year in a row. Chatham County ranks fifth. But while these counties represent the highest use of opioids, methamphetamine is still the bigger problem. More than three times the amount of meth was seized in 2018 as oxycodone, heroin, and hydrocodone combined. In sports, Freddie Freeman represented the Atlanta Braves in last night's home run derby. The first baseman was eliminated early in the competition, losing in the first round to Bryce Harper of the Nationals, who went on to win the competition in front of his home crowd in Washington. Freeman and three of his Atlanta teammates will play in tonight's MLB All-Star game at 8 o'clock. Georgia Congressman Barry Loudermilk wants to lead a caucus of conservative Republicans. The Hill reports Loudermilk is one of five GOP congressmen weighing bids to chair the Republican Study Committee. The conservative group is the largest caucus in Congress with 160 members. It supported many of President Trump's policies, including trade tariffs and a hardline immigration bill. Loudermilk says he could bridge divides between conservative Republicans and moderates. A peach picked last week in Fort Valley might be a record breaker. GPB's Matthew Causey reports on the Central Georgia find.
Fittingly, the nearly 2-pound peach was picked at Pearson Farm in Peach County. Farm worker Cecilio Herrera was surprised when he found it and was excited to show it off to his co-workers. His supervisor, Israel Aguilar, translated for him.
I'm happy for it, and I'm happy that it was me that grabbed it.
The University of Georgia has officially weighed the peach, and now the farm is waiting to hear from Guinness to see if it will break the record. For GPB News, I'm Matthew Causey in Macon.